Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
He is not cooperating. We're told the suspect in the weekend killings of five people at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, is not cooperating with investigators and has not said why he allegedly did this. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The mayor of Colorado Springs, John Southers.
This is a horrible crime.
A 22-year-old gunman identified as Anderson Aldridge allegedly entered the club Q, which caters to the LGBTQ community, opening fire with a long rifle late Saturday. Police Chief Adrian Vasquez on KRDO-TV says,
at least two heroic people inside the club confronted and fought with the suspect, and were able to stop the suspect.
This is the country's sixth mass killing this month. Colorado's governor, who's openly gay, calls it sickening. I'm Jackie Quinn.
That snowstorm that battered western New York has left feet of snow on the ground in places. Piles of snow taller than most people in some areas, like Orchard Park, a suburb of Buffalo. But Governor Kathy Hochul says overall,
given the scale of this storm, I'm really proud of how the utility crews have stepped up. They were pre-positioned. Again, this is all about how you manage something of this scale. It's about being ready in advance.
Many Americans will be traveling this week for the Thanksgiving holiday. The price of gas has fallen 11 cents in 1 week, but it's up 26 cents from this time last year. That's according to the AAA. The Walt Disney Company hasn't made as much money as it expected in the past few months, and now it's bringing back former CEO Bob Iger, firing his successor Bob Chapek. There had been grumbling about Chapek's cost-cutting measures.
Former Walt Disney CEO Bob Iger is returning to the company. The Walt Disney Company has tapped Iger to return to head the company for 2 years after firing his successor, Bob Chapek, in a move that's stunned the entertainment industry. Chapek is out after Disney posted lower-than-expected earnings in the last quarter. Hollywood's creative community had complained about Chapek's cost-cutting measures and sometimes blunt approach to talent, while theme park regulars were unhappy with price hikes. Iger has issued a statement saying he's thrilled to return, and he says he's extremely optimistic about Disney's future. I'm Donna Water.
Hong Kong's leader John Lee has tested positive for COVID. He was just at a meeting with other regional leaders. This is AP News. Kyrie Irving's back.
Kyrie Irving returned to the Brooklyn Nets on Sunday and apologized to anyone who felt threatened or hurt when he posted a link to a documentary with anti-Semitic material. The team suspended Irving on November 3rd after refusing to say he had no anti-Semitic beliefs. He's now apologizing.
I just want to offer my deep apologies to all those who are impacted over these last few weeks, specifically my Jewish relatives. My black relatives.
And says he should have handled it differently.
I feel it was necessary for me to stand in this place and take accountability for my actions. Because there was a way I should have handled all this.
The point guard missed 8 games during suspension, which the Nets said would be for a minimum 5 games without pay. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Taylor Swift won Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards for a 7th time Sunday in Los Angeles. I'm Archie Zaralotta with the latest. I remember it. Taylor Swift won 6 awards out of the 6 for which she was nominated at the American Music Awards. She says she was lucky enough to make music that she likes and fans embrace it, so she makes more.
I have the fans to thank, essentially, for my happiness.
One of the showstoppers of the night was an all-star tribute to Lionel Richie, led by Stevie Wonder and Charlie Puth on pianos. Other winners include Beyonce, Bad Bunny, Harry Styles, BTS, Kendrick Lamar, and Morgan Wallen. Black Panther: Wakanda Forever tops the box office for a 2nd week. I'm Archie Zaralotta with the latest.
They came from the water.
The Black Panther sequel sold another $67 million in movie tickets over the weekend, according to studio estimates. The top new release, the satire The Menu, came in at number 2. At number 3 is the surprise hit of the weekend, the first 2 episodes of the 3rd season of The Chosen. It's a crowd crowdfunded streaming series about the life of Jesus, and this was intended as a limited theatrical run. Black Adam is at number 4, with Ticket to Paradise in 5th.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. The Vikings' 7-game winning streak comes to a screeching halt with the Cowboys winning 40-3 in Minnesota as the Dallas defense limits the Vikings to 183 yards of offense, pleasing linebacker Micah Parsons.
We're capable of what we put our mind to. People want to come out and run the ball, but we got to buckle up and understand what they want to do. People want to come up and pass, we got to set the quarterback and get stops and do what we do best.
The Eagles rebound from their first loss of the season, overcoming a 10-point fourth-quarter deficit to win 17-16 at Indianapolis. Quarterback Jalen Hurts scores the go-ahead touchdown on a 7-yard run with 1:20 remaining.
We never wavered, I think, throughout the game. Again, there were things that did not go our way in terms of our execution, and we put ourselves in a bad position, but, you know, we were never out of the fight.
The Patriots stunned the Jets 10-3 when Marcus Jones returns a punt 84 yards for a score with 5 seconds on the clock.
I thought they was going to go ahead and try to kick it out of bounds due to the time on the clock, but the first thing was trying to make sure that I follow my teammates' block, and then I seen a punter, and I was like, if I make a miss, then I should be able to go the distance.
Other winners in the NFL are the Falcons, Ravens, Bills, Commanders, Saints, Lions, Raiders, Bengals, and Chiefs. In the NHL, Columbus beats Carolina and Pittsburgh downs Chicago. On the court, Kyrie Irving returns from an 8-game suspension in the Nets' 127-115 win over the Grizzlies. The guard scores 14 points.
Just miss my teammates, miss the coaching staff. Just getting prepared with them in the morning or in the rising and then carrying over to the game. Felt good.
Phoenix, Washington, the Kings, Cleveland, Golden State, Denver, and the Lakers are other NBA winners. In women's college hoops, number 1 South Carolina beats number 2 Stanford 76-71 in overtime. Lydia Ko wins the CME Group Tour Championship to earn LPGA Player of the Year honors. I'm Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
Donald Trump's account is back on Twitter. Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, says he took a poll, and nearly 52% of those responding said Donald Trump's account should be reinstated. Musk says the people have spoken, and the account was restored with some 60,000 old tweets. Trump was banned by the previous executives after the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol in 2021 for spreading falsehoods on the site like this.
We had a very disgraceful election. We got many millions of votes more than we had in 2016, as you all know, and the result was a disgrace, in my opinion, an absolute sham.
That was Trump online Saturday addressing a Republican Jewish forum. Since he was banned from Twitter, Trump has been using his own social media site called Truth Social. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Al Roker, the NBC Today Show weather anchor, says he's recovering after he was hospitalized last week for blood clots. Al Roker took to his Instagram on Friday to announce that last week he was in the hospital after blood clots in his leg sent some clots to his lungs. The 68-year-old said, after some medical whack-a-mole, "I am so fortunate to be getting terrific medical care and on the way to recovery." And he thanked everyone for their well wishes. Roker's wife, ABC News correspondent Deborah Roberts, posted that she was grateful for the top-notch medical care and prayer warriors from every corner. The NBC weatherman was also off the air in 2020 for 2 weeks after he underwent successful surgery for prostate cancer. Julie Walker, New York.
A UN climate deal has been agreed. It includes calamity cash, but no emissions cuts. Negotiators have approved an historic deal to create a fund for compensating poor nations that are victims of extreme weather worsened by rich countries' carbon pollution. However, there was little progress at the talks in addressing the root cause of climate change, the burning of fossil fuels. The decision establishes a fund for what negotiators call loss and damage. It's a big win for poorer nations, which have long called for cash, sometimes viewed as reparations, because they are often the victims of climate disasters, despite having contributed little to the pollution that heats up the globe. I'm Charles Diledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.